COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID vaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the gouvernement du Québec. And there he was,
you're listening to Montreal's emerging indie folk gem, Bells Larson. Bells will be playing at the Diving Bells Social Club on September 9th to celebrate the release of his debut album, Good Grief, which explores themes of young love, lost love, and queer love. Join in for a beautiful evening of song and storytelling from Bells and support act Eve Parker Finley. Buy your tickets for September 9th at bluesguysturnblack.com. A CKUT co-presentation.
You're looking for honey? Baby, don't be funny. Get up and fight for your musical right.
About us. They will always write negative things about us. And they have to do that because they have to justify their invasion.
We declare our right on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
The Mothership Connection. Funky Revolutions. With myself, Khalid. The music, percussion, in fact the title track to their album, Drum Talk. Mabrak, the instrumental. As we come into our second hour, before the break, an album released in 1980, Idle Foundations, Volume 1. We heard Repatriation, an album that is very has a number of songs like that. We heard Repatriation and a kind of mix of reggae, but with tones here and there of calypso, is kind of an almost jazz approach on some of the songs. Idle Foundation gelled together in 1977 and then released that self-titled LP in 1980 out of Bermuda. And then starting the set before we turned into the second hour, Africanites, Canadian production, Get Up, Mr. Slowpoke. Before we head into our feature reflection, let's call it that, going back to 1971, we're already in the 1970s with Africanites in 1979. But before we get to Marvin Gaye, I wanted to just, continue and close the togetherness vibe. This is Montreal's own very hardworking reggae artist, Jakata, with Ja World on the Mothership Connection. This is CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Yeah.
Chained from Marvin Gaye, released 10 years ago on the 40th anniversary of the album What's Going On, which we're going to feature in part this afternoon. Spurred on by an article by a psychoanalyst that I read in Counterpunch, celebrating the 50 years and offering a psychoanalytic, perhaps, reading of some aspects of Marvin Gaye's life, I thought it was a good opportunity to come back to a more soul pop, psychedelic sound from the early 70s. Released in 1971, January, at the beginning of the year, the single What's Going On would go on quickly to sell 2 million albums. And the album itself, released that summer of 1971, would prove to be Motown's biggest success. Marvin Gaye, to whom it is supposedly have been asked, why do you want to ruin your career? That is by Berry Gordy, the head of Motown, where Marvin Gaye was stabled. It took the initiative and convincing of his subordinates to allow the single to be released in 1971. The album was done in two parts. This was a transition phase for Marvin Gaye, who had lost his singing partner, Tammy Terrell, a couple of months earlier. Originally conceived for the Four Tops by singer and lyricists of the group, Ronaldo Obi Benson and Al Cleveland, the Four Tops refused to do the song. It was offered to Joan Baez. Ultimately, Marvin Gaye would rearrange the song, and it would be the title track to, as I said, the biggest seller on Motown's label and its history. I thought it would be interesting to go back and listen to this album, so important in 50 years ago, in the summer of 1971. We'll start with the title track, the song, as I said, originally conceived for the Four Tops. Marvin Gaye, What's Going On?
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. For only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can't.
can't see. What's going on?
From 1971, the title track, What's Going On, by Marvin Gaye. Marvin Gaye was a troubled man. That opens a little subchapter in a book called Funk, The Music, The People, and The Rhythm of the One, by Ricky Vincent, who places the importance of the album What's Going On squarely in the changes to rhythm and blues, soul, and particularly consolidation of funk in the early 70s, recognizing the importance of the album and the artist Marvin Gaye. I'm not really all that interested in getting into the troubled aspects of his life, but this little feature, or return 50 years later to the album What's Going On, was inspired by an article published in June called What's Going On, Personal and Racial Trauma in the Music of Marvin Gaye, by a psychoanalyst called John S. Auerbach. And he underlined the importance of the album in a look at the personal and racial trauma that he thinks affected and directed or inspired the music of Marvin Gaye. The drug abuse, the abuse as a child, questions of sexuality. Marvin Gaye in 1970 loses his partner, his third important duet partner, Tammy Terrell, and begins a creative space, but also another level of kind of addiction into the 1970s. He would fund and produce the album What's Going on his own, and had to fight the label to see his vision come to market, even some say threatening to leave Motown. Motown, which in 1970 was not the important label that had dominated the soul markets in the 1960s. It was also a time of change for the sound of artists on the label like Marvin Gaye and some of the producers. The label had been dominated through its successes in the 1960s by the Holland Dozier Holland team. The arrival in 1967, 1968 of Norman Whitfield, who wanted to kind of modernize the Motown sound, was inspired by what was going on the fringes of the funk and rock, and would bring a more kind of psychedelic soul vision in the late 60s, early 70s to the label. In fact, the greatest, most successful single ever released by Motown would be produced by Norman Whitfield and performed by Marvin Gaye. I heard it through the grapevine. And it's in this transition period that we're arriving to one of the more important albums of the 1970s, both for Marvin Gaye, but also for the industry, soul, rhythm and blues music, in terms of how it was conceived, sold, and marketed. The market for both demographic, race, and racial reasons was focused on selling singles rather than, let's say, in rock or jazz, where it was the album that was being produced. Marvin Gaye had a concept. The album flowed seamlessly from one topic to the other, one song to the other, in 1971. As I said, he produced it himself, funded it himself. There was an initial recording in the summer over a few months, 1970, and after the success of the release of the single What's Going On, despite the label's hesitation and lack of efforts, completing the album in the spring, summer of 1971, May through June, about, released that summer to great acclaim. It actually at one point made the top 500 on Rolling Stone's albums of all time, and speaks to the depth, the singing prowess of Marvin Gaye. The change from, the soul music he was making in the 1960s, he hadn't actually been drawn initially to rhythm and blues. He would have preferred moving from doo-wop to kind of crooning, jazz-inspired vocalizations. However, he told the author of Divided Soul, David Ritz, that the genesis of what's going on came out of what he was seeing around him and the experiences of those close to him. Quote, I looked at what was happening at Woodstock and thought to myself, here's a whole generation of people about to travel a new path. I understood that musically I'd have to go on a path of my own. The Motown corporate attitude didn't give me much room to breathe, but I was starting to feel strong enough to start down my own path. When my brother Frankie came home from Vietnam and began telling me stories, my blood started to boil. I knew I had something, an anger, an energy, an artistic point of view. It was time to stop playing games. The song itself, What's Going On Then, is a fortuitous meeting between the initial authors from the Four Tops and then their collaboration and his rearrangement and orchestration of the song, What's Going On. The original authors, having been on tour on the West Coast and seeing the violent repression of student protests on the West Coast, had begun penning What's Going On. And this additional inspiration, both nationally, internationally, but also personally, inspired much of the kind of energy in the album, including the song addressed to his brother Frankie, written by Marvin Gaye and Nix, called What's Happening, Brother? The album produced three big hits in terms of popular radio play. What's Going On, Mercy, Mercy Me, the song about ecology, and Inner City Blues. I thought we'd continue as we listen to some of the album, not in its entirety, but one of the songs that kind of captures, I think, both the mood of the production of the album, how it was produced, the collectives, the people who were brought on to play. Marvin Gaye did a lot of the initial playing, was joined, of course, by Motown's dedicated group, session players, the Funk Brothers.
Oh, Funky revolutions, funky. You are listening to Funky Revolutions.
MTL versus racism.
Montreal versus racism.
MTL versus racism.
A concert united against racism and discrimination.
A concert uni contre racisme et la discrimination.
Saturday, the 10th of September, 6 to 10 p.m. in Girouard Park.
Samedi, le 10 septembre, 18h à 22h à Parc Girouard, NDP.
Avec des performances de
Jonathan Emile,
Shawit,
Maritza,
Remy Picasso,
Paul Carniello,
DJ Lady Oracle.
Collecte de fonds pour Résilience Montréal.
Raising money for Resilience Montreal.
Tout le monde et tous les âges sont bienvenus.
Everybody is welcome.
This is a CKUT co-presentation.
Oh,
Mercy, Mercy Me, The Ecology, Marvin Gaye. One of the single releases from the album What's Going On from 1971. My name is Khalid, and on Funky Revolutions, inspired by a psychoanalytic reading, I guess, of What's Going On, I thought we'd go back to 1971 and listen to a few of the songs. Before the Break, Right On, from the same album. This was for Marvin Gaye, a real turning point in his self-direction, sound, and he would be one of the most important soul artists of the 1970s. His problems got the better of him at the end of the 1970s, but he came back with Midnight Love and the international hit in 1981-1982, Sexual Healing. He would buy a gun a few months before his death, which he gave as a gift to his father. And in April of 1984, just before he turned 45, Marvin Gaye would be killed by his father after a dispute. The period after What's Going On is really, as I said, a sensual exploration of sexuality and perhaps gender for Marvin Gaye. For example, with Let's Get It On in 1973, and then that song made it around the world and in the clubs. Sexual Healing. Worth actually going back to listen to the album What's Going On. It was on so many soundtracks, it might be very familiar, but I hadn't listened to it in a number of years, and it's a epic album. And when you look back in time, you kind of forget its place in the space of rhythm and blues, soul and funk. So much was going on. And it's not to say that this was the album, as some might kind of intimate, that defined the era, but it certainly was very indicative of the changes happening and the artistic struggle and liberation of Marvin Gaye as well in that period. You know that I can't take the opportunity presented to listen to this album without ending our tribute, our respect for What's Going On, without going to 1982. This is Marvin Gaye, Club Mix, Sexual Healing.
I'm capsizing, the waves are rising and rising. Well, I think to teach a man to hate himself is much more criminal than teaching him to hate someone else. And look at you. Who taught you to hate yourself?
Yeah.
Good old candy. Nothing too sweet. From Lucky Peterson on Funky Revolutions. Before that, we started the set ending our tribute, I guess, to 50 years ago, the album of the summer in soul music, What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. We started the set from his 1982 hit, Sexual Healing. From there to Lawnette and Stop, Don't Worry About It. Mama, Mama featured Betty Barn and the sweetness, Good Old Candy. My name was Khalid. Do hope you've enjoyed the flight of the mothership this week. We'll be back again soon. See you next weekend. Reminding you as usual, free your mind. Our collective ass will follow. This is Joe Houston, Kicking Back, Parts 1 and 2. We'll be right back.
but does it? How
sweet.
What time is it now, please?
3:58, Dad.
You gonna put the radio on CKUT?
Sure, Dad.
Na 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 na. Oh yeah, yeah. Yes, stretch you.
Canada, and every Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m. I listen to the West Indian Rhythm on CKUT 90.3 FM with the one and only Howard Stretch Carr.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level.
Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms.